Okay, so we'll start with the first piece in the Zagamach and Ephraim Parshas Tzava. Again, I'm sorry to have to do this over the phone, but we just hope that everyone who needs a refuah should have a speedy refuah, and everyone should stay healthy and safe, Emir Tzah Hashem. And the schus of our learning should really bring strength and merit and health to those who need. Okay, so the first piece, Va'ata Tzava es Bnei Yisrael. Says our Rebbe, Yesh Lefarish al Derech, Kol Ha'olam lo Nivra Ela Latzeves Lazeh. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that the whole world was really created to serve as a tzeves, as an accompaniment for this, for this. Who's the this? For this one. Who's the this one? For the individual who sets himself apart. Hainu lahatzadik. The tzadik is the one who the world was created for. And everything in the world is really created for that individual. Now, you're all the tzaddik. Obviously, there are madrigos of tzaddikim, but in a certain sense, the whole world was created for you. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Every Jew is the tzaddik. But obviously, we're referring also to the tzaddikim who uphold the world. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the opening words of our parasha, Va'ata titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. You should titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. Obviously, the Pashup Shad is that Moshe is being told to command Bnei Yisrael. And this parsha, much like last week's parsha, continues to talk about the Mishkan, creating the Mishkan. Specifically, Ata Tetzaves Bnei Yisrael is talking about the preparing of olive oil for the menorah. But explains the Degelach in Ephraim, the remez is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe, Va'ata Tetzaveh, for you, Tetzaveh, everything is, again, like the Gemara says, Latzeves lazeh. Everything is to accompany you, Moshe, because you're the tzaddik. Haino ata hu hatzeves shel bnei Yisrael. Ki kol ha'olam lil nivra ela bishvil Yisrael. V'chol Yisrael heim lo nivra'u ela litzavos lecha. The whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. That's the Rashi, Bereishis bishvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis. So the world was created for Klal Yisrael, and you are the individual who encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. As the tzaddikim do, they become all-encompassing figures, neshamos that are koleles, that are all-encompassing neshamos. And therefore, by extension, if the world was created for Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael was created for you, so va'ata titzav, in a certain sense, you are the one for which everything was created. But again, on a certain level, it's a reminder to us the centrality of tzaddikim in our lives, but it's also a reminder to us of the ability to become tzaddikim. And to harness all of the power of the world as a way of helping us to achieve our purpose and our mission in this world. Okay, let's go on to the next piece. Va'ata titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. Shorash ha'etzah hi. Kisha'ata rotza lidaber uliyached es b'nei Yisrael la'avim shva shamayim. This piece is really speaking to those, I guess it's speaking to everyone. We all have a responsibility to help each other. But specifically, again, to the tzaddik who's trying to guide Jews back to Hashem. So when you want to speak, when the tzaddik is being told, when you want to speak to the Jewish people, to help them to attach themselves to Hashem, says the pasuk, "Va'ata tesavas bnei Yisrael azai v'yikhu elecha." Those are the next words in the pasuk. "Va'yikhu elecha," take for yourself. But what does it mean? "Tzarech ata lemashcham bidvarim elecha lios nimshachem acherecha." The tzaddik needs to try to draw people in to "va'yikhu elecha," literally to take them to you. To bring them to you. In other words, to attach yourself to tzaddikim. And however, I think we all know this to be true. When you spend time in the presence of people who are bigger than you, it lifts you up, just being around them. Forget learning from them or learning with them or being inspired from a distance. Just being in the presence of a person, vayikhu elecha, when a tzaddik draws you close, a person is uplifted through that. Va'oz tucho letaknan uledabkan elecha. By bringing them close and clinging to them, you're able to refine a person. V'zeu es Hashem Elokecha tira. And this is one of the Gemara's most amazing statements in Psachim Daf Chav Beis, when the Gemara says on the Pasuk, es Hashem Elokecha tira, with Hashem you shall fear. And the Gemara says, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. Es implies something in addition to Hashem. In addition to Hashem, what should you fear? So the Gemara says, tamidei chachamim. Why? It's not so much the awe or the fear of the Talmid Chacham as a goal in unto itself, but rather it's a hecha timtza, it's a stepping stone to come to recognize Hashem. When I see another human being who is so far above and beyond where I'm holding in my relationship with Hashem. So all the more so, I should make a kal v'chomer. Wow, if this is what a tzaddik can become, what a human being of flesh and blood can become, imagine what Hashem Himself is, kiviyachol. Ki kishiyarias Hashem u'ma amin bo, az u'davuk biyiras hatamid chacham. When I respect Hashem, when I really love Hashem, and I want to cling to Hashem, and the Gemara says, how do you cling to Hashem? You can't cling to Hashem. Hashem is a consuming fire. So one Gemara tells us to walk in Hashem's ways. Another Gemara says, attach yourself to people who are the closest thing to the embodiment of Hashem's values. V'atamin chacham bizdabko b'yiras Hashem midabik imo kol ha'yiros amitios v'hanimshachem achrav. In other words, similar to the previous piece, the world was created for Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael was created for the so spiritual aspiration and growth. Attach yourself to the tzaddik. The tzaddik, in turn, lefi madregaso, is attached to Hashem. And therefore, memela, through the tzaddik, a person is able to come to high levels of Yiras Shamayim. And this actually explains a very cryptic Gemara that appears both in Brachos and in Maseches Megillah, if I'm not mistaken. V'shorish the Amar Adonia Aviza Keni Zatzal, the Baal Shem Tov explained that Gemara, where the Gemara says that Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yiras Shemayim, everything is in the hands of heaven with the exception of Yiras Shemayim, and the Gemara makes it sound like Yiras Shemayim is not a big deal, and the Gemara says, is Yiras Shemayim not a big deal? So the Gemara answers, and that's what he quotes here, in, yes, Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasahi, for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiras Shemayim was not a big deal. So the question that everyone asks in the Gemara is, that's nice, that for Moshe wasn't a big deal, but the Pasuk in Ekev is speaking to all of Klal Yisrael. Va'ata Yisrael, ma'ashem lokecha shol me'imach ki im li'ira. Hashem wants all of us to have Yiras Shamayim. So what does it mean? Well, for Moshe it's easy. So how does that make it easy for me and you? But the answer is, when we cling to Moshe, when we attach ourselves to the Tzaddik, and for the Tzaddik he is so much more readily attached to Hashem, memela, we attach ourselves to Hashem. U'pashut kishahem yireyim mimoshe, when we have the proper awe and respect for Moshe. Azahe yira milsa zutrasa. So then yira becomes an easy thing. You don't have to do all the heavy lifting yourself. The tzaddik will help it happen for you. Ki Moshe hayi medabkon b'yira hapnimis, ayidei hisdabkon bo. By clinging to Moshe, that Moshe will take our lower level yira and attach it to something higher. Kach nir en li dvarav. And this is how I understand it to be. Now the pasuk goes on and he continues, right? Vayikhu elecha. So after you bring the Jews to yourself, again the way we're learning it, shemen zayizach. What does that mean? Shemen zayizach. Again, the pasuk pshat is the Torah's telling Moshe that you should tell Bnei Yisrael to prepare oil for the menorah. But he explains that when the tzaddik is trying to draw people close and he's trying to help attach them to Hashem, what happens when the person is not so interested? What happens when the person is not being helpful in allowing the tzaddik to draw him close to Hashem? So he needs to use Shemen Zayizach. What does that mean? He al derech sheshamati me'adoni avi zakeni zatzal. I heard from the Baal Shem Tov. On the pasuk at the beginning of Shir Hashirim. Shemen Turak Shemecha. Your name is like Shemen Turak. Your name is like pure and smooth oil. Al kein alamos ahevucha. And therefore you are beloved by the alamos, by the young women, by the maidens. Shetzarech lefamim lahalbish hatorah bilevushin kedei lahachnis bilvavos bnei Yisrael. Sometimes the tzaddik has to lower himself and garb the Torah in layers, in levushim, in costumes, so to speak, in order to make it accessible to the masses. What does it mean? He gives a simple mashal that many svarim bring. Mashal l'rofe sh'roa sh'achol la'ina yachol l'kabel harafuah. Imagine you have a child who needs to take a certain medicine, and the medicine is very bitter tasting, and the chola, the child, refuses to take the medicine. It's a bitter taste. He doesn't enjoy taking it. So what does the doctor need to do? What does the parent need to do? You need to somehow put the medicine into something sweet. Mix it in with a drink, get it flavored, hide it in applesauce, whatever it is to get the kid to take the pill. You need to, so to speak, dress up the medicine in some type of sweet other substance in order to make it able to be received. So that's what it means. V'zeu shemen turak shemecha al kein alamos ahevucha. Your name is like shemen turak, and therefore you are beloved. What exactly he's saying here, I don't know. V'dai lemaven, those of us who understand, this is enough for us to understand. I guess I'm not amongst those who understand. I'm not sure how he's seeing that in the pasuk, but the lesson is nonetheless an important one. that the tzaddik sometimes has to realize, as much as people may want to attach to him, but he has to do it in a way. He sometimes has to sweeten it. Sometimes he has to package the Torah in such a way that it becomes more accessible, that the alamos ahivucha, that the young ones should be able to love it as well. I mean, that's part of what he's hinting to. I'm not sure exactly how the shemen turak shemecha explains the sweetening of the bitter medicine. Although there is an interesting discussion, now that I'm thinking about it, about olives versus oil. And I think we sometimes consider olives to be bitter, but the olive oil to be sweet. So it could be that's part of what he's hinting to also. I think there's a Gemara like that in Horios. Va'alko panim tira shetia zach v'naki. But the shemen zayis has to be zach. So what does that mean, it has to be zach? So now the tzaddik is trying to inspire people. And you know what? Sometimes the tzaddik has to even wrap his deep lessons in levushin. Sometimes you see a tzaddik who has a good sense of humor. He's able to crack jokes, right? Or he's able to package it in a mashal or in a story. He has to be careful that as he, so to speak, lowers himself down and wraps the Torah in garments, shelo tispar atzmecha belibcha rak tiyashofel. The tzaddik has to be careful that his Torah remains pure, that he doesn't become someone who sells Torah in a way that's not authentic, that there's too much packaging and not enough real Torah, right? And he has to be careful that in the position of hashpa, he doesn't become a bal gaiva, that he remains humble, that his Torah is pure, and that he gives over the Torah, he uses his authority for the right reasons. And that's what it means, kosis lamaor. Again, pashut pshat, the olives should be crushed. Kosis means crushed. Crushed for illumination. But perish tia kosis belibcha. The tzaddik has to remain humble in his heart. Veteda shlois romamta rak lamaor laolam. And realize that any authority or any hashpa that you have is simply to illuminate the world. And again, it's not only for tzaddikim. It could be for someone with his chavrusa. It could be for an NTSY advisor. It could be for a younger sibling. It could be anyone that you interact with. Realize that if they're drawn to you and you have an opportunity to lift them up, to share Torah and Torah ideas with them, it should always be done in a way of humility and never, God forbid, as a way of wielding one's power. V'zeu sha'amru, and that's what the Gemara says in Ksubis, Zrok Mara B'talmidim. Literally, it says, Zrok Mar B'Talmidim, throw your fear, cast your fear upon the Talmidim. In other words, the Rebbe should be a little bit intimidating. Perish, but he explains, Tizrok HaMeriris Milibcha V'lo Yebcha Klal. Right? Zrok Mara, throw away any type of Meriris, any type of bitterness. V'lo Yebcha Klal, you shouldn't have it at all. Rak B'Talmidim K'desha Yirom Yimcha. The only bit of intensity that a person should have is to be able to create, a framework by which the Talmud will have a sense of bittul to the Rebbe. But again, even so, the tzaddik, the Moshe Rabbeinu, has to sometimes package his Torah in such a way that it's accessible, at the same time maintaining a certain degree of awe and respect, understanding that the respect for the tzaddik is a ladder, so to speak, to climbing to Yiras Shamayim, and to make sure that he does so, again, with great humility. Okay, I think I'm going to skip the rest of the piece. I mean, the V'yichle Lecha Shemen Zayis is a little bit of a continuation, but we're going to jump ahead now to Od Yesh Lefarish. Od Yesh Lefarish, Shemen Zayis Zach. So we're going to skip just a couple of paragraphs. It's the piece after Shteik Seifa V'Lizikaron, a very short piece. And we'll continue, Od Yesh Lefarish, Shemen Zayis Zach, Kosis Lamaor Lahalos Ner Tamid. Ki Isa Baraya Mehemna. It says in the Raya Mehemna, which is a section of the Zohar Kadosh, Ki Torah hi ramach mitzvos asei. We know that there are 248 positive commandments. Kidei lahamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol ramach evarav. To crown Hashem, to make Hashem king over our 248 limbs. Umemela nimlach al kol olam. And by extension, if I crown Hashem over all of my limbs, and I'm a miniature universe, every person is an olam katan, so by extension, by bringing all of the mitzvahs upon all of the parts of my body, memela, through that, I'm able to bring Hashem over the whole world, so to speak. V'ayin parshas mishpatim, look in the Zohar over there in mishpatim, for more on that point. B'zeu yesh lefarish, shemen zayis. What is shemen? We know from many, many Chanukah Torahs, and of course it's true about other liquids as well, Chazal say, but shemen is synonymous with Torah. Shemen is like Torah. Hainu ha-Torah nimshla l'shemen. And the shemen has to be zach. The shemen has to be pure. Hainu, he has zach, b'li shum eirav shemarim upsoles, v'kavana acheres. Rak laham lecha kadosh baruch hu al ramachei varav. The Torah that you learn has to be zach. It should be pure. Pure in what sense? That I learn Torah to crown Hashem over my limbs. That's Torah lishma. I want to illuminate my body, which is supposed to be a microcosm of the world, and by extension, to light up the whole world with the light of Hashem. And that's why it says the oil should be zach, it should be pure. My intentions in learning and living Torah should be for the right reasons. And the pasuk says, la ma'or, it should be for the sake of ma'or. Ma'or, with the kolel, is gematria, 248. I should learn Torah as a means of aligning my limbs with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, the shaman, la ma'or, is la'alos ner, is to go to a madrega called ner. What is ner? Ki ashchina kishmikabeles mibein train drawin nasa ner. What he means by that is when I do the 248 mitzvos with Ava and Yira, which are sometimes referred to as, so to speak, the two arms. So when I do my mitzvos, my 248 positive commandments with a proper sense of Ava and a proper sense of Yira, so that's 248 plus 2 is gematria ner, la'alos ner. And he says again, look in the Zohar and Parshas Truma for this idea. So that's what the pasuk is telling us. Again, a person has to what? Prepare for himself Shemen Zayas, Torah. And the Torah should be Zach, the Torah should be pure. And what does it mean that it should be pure? It should be Lama'or, it should be for the sake of the 248 limbs of the body. And if I do the 248 mitzvos to illuminate my 248 limbs, and I do it properly, not schleppy, but I do it with Ava and I do it with Yira, so it's 248 plus 2, is gematria 250, is ner. So lahalos ner tamid, hainu shiye nasa mina ma'or, to be able to take ma'or, which we said is 248, and to turn it into a ner. Al yedesha takabal mibain train deroin, again, I'm able to take these two midos of Ava and Yira and add it to my 248 limbs, via zivug tamid besod train rein delom esparshin betadira v'hamaskil yavan. Okay, he's hinting to many, again, Kabbalistic ideas. But again, on a simple level, what a powerful idea that I am able to take my body and to turn it into a factory for mitzvos, and then my body, which is a miniature world, is able to radiate outward. And again, that was what the Mishkan was. The Mishkan was a place that was shining light out to the world. You would think that the Mishkan is this small little building. Right? Maybe the windows of the Mishkan are meant to bring light in from the outside into the building. No. It was dafka the opposite. The way that the windows were crafted in the Mishkan was to reflect the fact that they're shining light outward and not in need of any of external light, because the Torah is that source of light which shines out to the world. L'ha'alos ner tamid. Okay, next piece. Here's an interesting one with a secretive Purim connection. Anyone can figure it out. You can send me a text. Let me know what you think. Ravua ihiya kaful. What is the concept of ravua ihiya kaful? So it's describing the in the making of the Big Day Kahuna. So in describing the way that the Choshen and the Ephod come together, I'm just looking for the Pasuk. I apologize, I didn't write it down earlier. If you have it, you can unmute your phone and tell us where it is. Ah, here it is. Perachav Ches Pasuk Tazayin. When it's describing the Choshen, it says Ravua Yiye Kaful. It should be Ravua, which means square, and it should be Kaful. It should be folded over, right? And then you fill it with the stones of the Choshen, but it's doubled over. It's a doubled section, which allows for things to be inserted within it. Okay, so revuia kaful, that the choshen should be square and it should be folded, and then you fill it with the stones, making up four different rows of stones with three rows each. Okay, so he says there's an interesting remez here. What is revua? Revua means square, right? Revua also means something that is four sided, so to speak. What does that mean? Yesh pazeh remez niflo lanias daiti. Mashachanani Hashem bezeb rachamav uverov chasadav. Al derech v'haya bayom ahu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. We have an amazing tradition. Hashem's basic name, as we know it now, the Shem Havaya, Hashem's name is Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. Four letters. And in the future, the Arizal reveals to us, again based on this pasuk in Zechariah, Bayom Ahu, on that great day, Yihyeh Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. Hashem's name is no longer going to be Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, but in fact it'll be Yud and Hey and Yud and Hey. So explains the Arizal, Shapir Shukach, Ki Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu, the name of Hashem as it is now, Osios Yud Hey Him Abba Ve'ima Reyin De Lo Misparshin La'almin. Yud and Hey represent Chachma and Bina, which are referred to in the language of the Zohar as two dear friends that never separate from one another, Abba and Ima, Ava and Yira, a certain connection of Chachma and Bina that have to work together. But then we have the Vav in the Hey. But Vav and Hey can sometimes separate, perhaps from each other, and also the Vav and Hey can separate from the Yud and the Hey. Right? That's what Amalek did. They stole the Vav and the Hey from Hashem's name at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. But in the future, there will be no disconnect, there will be no separation, because in the future, Hashem's name is going to be Yud and Hey and Yud and Hey. The letters Vav-Hei will operate like Yud-Hei. They'll always be connected to each other. The same way the Zohar says that the Yud and Hei never separate from each other. So now, that's the Pshat Pasuk. V'zeh Peirush HaPasuk Bayom Ha-Hu Yihyeh Hashem Echad. Hainu Hashem Havaya. On that day, the name which until now has been Hashem Yud-Kei Vav-Hei is going to become the name Yud and Hei and Yud and Hei. In other words, Yud and Hey. Hainu Beis Pa'amim Yud Hey. Arkan. V'havein. That's what we find the tradition in the writings of the Arizal. So based on that, says the Degel Ephraim, an amazing pshat. He says, maybe that's what our pasuk is hinting to. Ruah Yihyeh Kaful. What does Ravuah mean? V'zeh Yishlom Arshim Ruman. Ki Yadua Shem Havaya Baruch Hu Nikra Shem Ben Dalid. Name Yud Kei Vav Kei is called the name of four. It's the name of four letters. Now, tell me there's two of the same haze. That's true. But we view it as a shame, a name of four letters, of four parts. Vizeo Ravua, which literally means square, which is four, Mashihika Is Ravua, Shame Ben Dalid, the name which is of four, Yihye La'asid Nichtav Yud Hei Kafel. In the future, it'll become a double name. In other words, it'll be Yud and Hei, and then again, Yud and Hei. Hainu Kafel Osios Yud and Hei. And that's perhaps what our pasuk is hinting to, that the Kohen Gadol wore over his chest, he wore this this ephod, being meramis to the fact that right now Ravua, but Yihyeh Kaful, and Dafka, the word Yihyeh, right? Yud and Hey, and Yud and Hey, Kaful, will be the doubling of Hashem's name in the future. Again, a very deep remez in the pasuk, and if you never heard of that idea, that Lasid Lavo, there's going to be a greater unification of Hashem's name, now you have. And it's very much, again, Merum is in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Bayom Ahu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. There'll be a unification of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Okay, we'll skip the next little paragraph, and we'll continue with V'lo Yizak HaChoshen Me'al Ha'efod. If you remember, once upon a time, back in Parshas Bo, we learned a piece on Lo Yachratz Kelev Lashono. And Rabbi the Degel Machon Ephraim taught us the importance of not deceiving oneself by speaking one way and feeling a different way in one's heart, which maybe we'll talk about a lot more. But if you remember, the vart over there was Ulchol b'nei Yisrael lo yachrat kelev lishono. There was no disconnect between the lev and the lashon. So in a similar fashion, he brings a very similar yisod right here. It says lo yizach hachoshen me'al ha'efod. The choshen, the breastplate, was not allowed to separate itself from the ephod, from the apron to which it was attached. So what does that mean? This is actually counted by some of the Monah mitzvos as one of the 613 mitzvos. Look in the Rambam, look in the Sefer Achinuch. Why is this one of the 613 mitzvos? What does it mean for us today? How do we practice not removing the choshen from the ephod b'zman hazeh? So he explains, Shachayev kol echad mi Yisrael l'kayim tamid. This is a mitzvah we have to do at all times. Ki yadua shatorah hi nitzchis v'noeg b'chol adam v'chol zman. That this applies even today in Tavshin Pei. So how do we do it? V'yesh l'farish b'zeh l'fi ani yazdaiti. Ma shechanani Hashem b'rachamav uv'rov chasadav. Eich shemitzvah zos hi noeg b'zman hazeh gamkein. How does this mitzvah apply nowadays? Ki achoshen haya alibo. Aaron HaKohen was given the reward of wearing the choshen over his heart because of the pure heart that he had when Moshe was appointed. It said that Aaron was samach b'libo, he was happy in his heart, and Hashem promised him, you're going to wear the choshen over your chest, over your heart. So the choshen represents the heart. What about the ephod? What about the special apron to which the choshen was attached? So the ephod was is gematria, he says. Ephod who mispar peh. Ephod, aleph, peh, dalid, has the same gematria as the word peh. The word peh, which means the mouth. Ephod, of course, in the Chumash is spelled without the vav, so it actually works out very nicely. Aleph, peh, dalid. Vizev lo yizach ha-choshen hainu ha-lev mi'al ha-ephod, hainu mi'al ha-peh. So what is the eternal lesson of not removing the choshen from the ephod? That the breastplate shouldn't move away from this garment, this special, you know, apron that was worn by Aaron HaKohen. And the answer is that you shouldn't move away your heart from your mouth. That the heart and the mouth should be able to align with each other. Right? That the ephod, which is mispar peh, and the choshen, which is worn over the lev, should always be connected. Lo yizak ha-choshen hainu ha-lev mi'al ha-ephod hainu mi'al ha-peh. Shu piv v'libo shavim v'lo yechaluk libo mipiv. And there should never be a disconnect with how I feel in my heart and the way that a person speaks. Not an easy thing for a person to live, but a very, very important teaching. I think someone's phone is perhaps unmuted, so if you're listening and you could please mute your phone, that would be great for all of us. Thank you so much. Okay, let's do another one. Let's do two more pieces. If you jump ahead, we're going to skip quite a bit over this very, very lengthy middle section here. And we're going to go towards the end of the parsha, a similar idea, continuation of this idea, the piece that's titled "Venasata el Choshen Amishpat Es Haurim VeEs HaTumim," that you should place within the fold of the Choshen, as we just learned, it's Ravua Kaful, it's square and it's folded. So you should place within the fold of the Choshen, you should place Es HaUrim VeEs HaTumim, the very mysterious Urim VeTumim. What are the Urim VeTumim? Described here in Pasuk Lamed, in Perchav Ches Pasuk Lamed. So when the Choshen was folded over, again, it made like a pouch. So inside this pouch, there was something called the Urim V'Tumim. What exactly was it? It may have been a slip of parchment, which had a certain name of Hashem. Urim was called Urim, Chazal explained, because Ur, Milashon Ur, it would light up. Tumim, because it gave answers which were Tamim, which were complete. And the Kohen Gadol had the ability to, the Gemara in Yoma describes, Rashi quotes it here on Chumash, that they had the ability to, the Kohen Gadol had the ability to ask of the Choshen for advice, and the letters would light up, directing the Kohen Gadol and Klal Yisrael by extension, what to do when they had a question of uncertainty. Okay, so says the Pasuk, V'nasate l'choshen es ha'urim v'asatumim. You v'nal derech shamarti. We can explain as follows: Lefarish avne shalom va'avne meluim le'efod v'lachoshen. So again, continuing with what we just learned, ki efod begematria peh v'choshen hu keneged ha'lev hu bechinas lev. So we have the mouth and we have the heart, and the goal we said is to make sure they always stay connected. V'amarti b'makom acher, I explained earlier, shezeu kavanas ha'pasuk lo yizach ha'choshen me'al efod. Do not remove. Do not disconnect the choshen from the ephod, that they always have to be together. She had piv v'libo shavin, that your mouth and your heart should be aligned. So he explains this idea now. Lo mi ba'i b'shas Torah u'tfila. I'm not only talking about when a person is learning and when I'm davening, that I should be there both in mind, in heart, and in word. Ela afilu b'shas diburim b'nei adam, when I talk to someone. Lo yidaber echad v'pev echad v'lev. A person should be honest when how we communicate with other people. Don't act a certain way with your language if it's not an expression of how you actually feel. Try to attach your heart to your words. And this is a serious mission statement. Again, this is counted as one of the 613 mitzvos, even b'zman hazeh, to try to speak honest words, to share honest feelings with someone, right? And to be honest with your Creator when you talk to Hashem, when you daven, it should be an expression of something real. When you talk to your spouse, when you talk to your friend, when you talk to your chavrusa, right? If you have something that's on your mind, share it in an honest way, to develop a language of connection between the heart and the mind, and the lips. She had davak machshavas libo im diburo, that your heart, that your mind should be connected to your speech. Ukishem bedaber hapev v'halev choshev, yebalev tov umachshavos tovos. When a person speaks, it should emanate from good thoughts and good feelings. V'ze galoy shahadibur hu chelak asiri min machshava, ki I efshar ledaber ma shechoshev. Ulakach amar David HaMelech alav shalom yuyu l'ratzon imrei fi, heim hadiburim hapshutim hayoytze me'apeh, vehegion libi, heim hamachshavos shechoshev umislaiv l'kut shabrichu. In other words, David HaMelech davened, please Hashem, allow the imrei fi and the hegion libi to be aligned with one another. Dibor is an expression of one's thoughts, right? I can't fully convey everything that I think, but I'm able to give over a portion of the thoughts of my mind through my speech. Obviously, we think much more than our lips actually are able to share. Ukamaymer chazal, rachmana liba bai. Or like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, rachmana liba bai, that Hashem desires our hearts. He wants us to be able to express our hearts through our speech, express our feelings and our minds through our speech, but it should be from a pure heart. Because if a person has a pure heart, Hashem dwells within that heart. Right? It was said about Hashem, that Hashem, so to speak, is my heart, if my heart is in the right place. And the Jewish people in general are called heart, as it says in the Zohar Kadosh Parshas Pinchas. It also says it in the Sefer Kuzari. It says that if the whole world and everything within it corresponds to a body, the Jewish people are the heart of the world, which is a beautiful, beautiful image to hold on to. V'yadua kesha'odim doresh davar ma b'pasuk. So now, here's an amazing way that we express this. A person is looking at a pasuk. I'm reading a pasuk, and I start to expound the pasuk. I start to bring out deeper ideas from the pasuk. Instead of revua yekaful, just meaning that the choshen is square and it's folded in half, revua yekaful all of a sudden is telling me about the transformation of Hashem's name from Yudke Vavke to Yudke Yudke. So when a person darshens a pasuk, afal pi she'ein b'pasuk rak l'erech asara tevos, the pasuk might be no more than 10 words. But when you darshen it, all of a sudden a whole shir comes out of those 10 words. Kishadorish bo machnes bo aseicha, when I put my mind into those words, nismali be'elef tevos men aseicha, the mind fills in, so to speak, that pasuk with so much more. And that's what it means, that yes, the choshen was folded over, and it was made up of avnei shoham va'avnei meluim. We didn't see this piece when he referenced it earlier, but he says, avnei shoham perish avanim kamo shehem badibur ha'pashut. Avnei shoham, he learns as avnei. Avanim is actually a code word in the Sefer Yetzirah for letters, of Hebrew letters. So avnei shoham, sometimes you see the letters shoham, shehem, as they are. But sometimes the dibor is not so pashut. Avnei miluim, filling stones. What does it mean, filling stones? It means fill out the words. There's so much to be uncovered between the letters, between the text. Perish heim ha-machshavos tovos u'dvar ha-yotzim en ha-lev, v'nismalim b'kavanaso machshavto v'chamdaso chukaso, k'mo sh'yadua sh'ha-lev chomet. A warm heart is able to what? With desire and with passion and with sensitivity and with connection, is able to penetrate deep into those words and to extract so much more. So it goes from being avnei shoham, just words as they are, to avnei meluim, to full words. The same way we sometimes see in gematria, you could take the regular gematria of a word, you could take the miloi, you could expand the letters. And then there's something called miloi de miloi. Again, there's infinite layers to the Torah. V'zeo avnei shoham la'efod shuhu apeh, va'avnei meluim la'choshen shuhu alev. What a beautiful way to end. The avnei shoham are the stones that are worn on the corners of the shoulder straps of the apron of the ephod. So that corresponds to the peh. The peh has to learn how to what? How to say straight words, honest, pashup shat. Don't be deceptive with your speech. But Avni Meluim, the filling stones, those are the stones that are inserted into the fold of the Choshen, and that represents the heart. The heart is able to fill in so much more feeling and emotion. Again, like he said earlier, that it's impossible for the mouth to speak everything that the mind thinks. Halavai, we should be able to give over even a small portion, maybe a tenth, he said, or in one place he says a seventh, right? A small portion of what goes through our mind. But the goal is always to somehow align the pashup shot of my words with the depths of feeling in one's heart. Okay, and last but not least, we'll end today with one more piece, a very nice piece. Just skipping one paragraph and going, actually 1.5 paragraphs, skipping to Od Yesh Lafarish Al Derech De'isa B'Gemara Nedarim. Again, one more time. Od Yesh Lafarish Al Derech De'isa B'Gemara Nedarim. It's part of the next piece, V'nasata El Achoshen. So he says, Od Yesh Lafarish Al Derech De'isa B'Gemara Nedarim. We can perhaps explain the idea again of the Urim V'Tumim, which were inserted into the folds of the Choshen. We can perhaps explain the concept as follows. The Gemara in the Dharm says, Kol ha-mitameim im ha-kadosh baruch hu, sha'a o-medeslo, sh'ne'amar his-haleich lefanai ve'hiya tamim, v'hayisa la'av ha-mon goyim, u'perish rashi ola l'gedula. Tichsib mikodem lezeh lo yikari shimcha avram, ki im avraham yesh shimecha, ki av ha-mon goyim. So, says the Gemara in the Dharm, anyone who is anyone who is wholesome with Hashem, Shah o medeslo. The moment will stand by him. It'll be good for him. As the Pasuk says, Hisalech lafanai v'hayetamim, like it says by Avram Avinu, that Avram was able to walk with Hashem and make himself tamim through the Bris Milah and to become Av Hamon Gayim. Rashi explains that he came to a position of authority and he was no longer called Avram, which just meant that he was the Av Hamon Goyim, but he was Avraham. He got the extra letter Hey, that he became uniquely Jewish. So what's going on here? He explains as follows. The Zohar says, Shehosif lo Hey Chumshe Torah. The letter Hey that was added to Avraham made him from just being a very fine and holy, ethical and moral person to becoming a Yid, to being a person of Torah. He was given the letter Hey, representing the five books of the Torah. And then in doing so, Avram became much greater, so to speak. He became, so to speak, above all of the nations of the world. And not only that, he became someone who was above all of the constellations. Look at the Shemayim. And the Chazal tell us that Habata means looking down, which means that Avram was lifted above the heavens. Ein Habata ela milamala lamata. When a person has the power of Torah, then they're totally lamala min ateva. Ki yedei haTorah she Yisrael dvukim ba, amru Chazal ein mazal liYisrael. The Gemara tells us that since we have the power of Torah, ein mazal liYisrael, we're not bound by the constellations. Shem lamala mikol amazalos, we become people who are above and beyond the constellations. V'Torah omedes bi malachim yimlochu. We become in control of everything that is beneath us. So with this he explains, what is the connection to the Urim V'Tumim that radiate from the chest of the Kohen Gadol? Kohanim, of course, are people who teach Torah. The Navi says that Sifsei Kohen, that the lips of the Kohen are the epicenter for Torah. V'Torah Yavakshu Mipiyu, you should seek Torah from their mouths. The Gemara explains, Or Shenivra B'Sheshes Yimei B'Reshes, Haya Adam Yachol Istakel Bo Misofa Olam Vad Sofo. The original light of creation gave Adam Arishon the ability to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it was going to be abused. Ugnazo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tzadikim B'Chol Dor V'Dor Hashem, that original light for the Tzadikim in every generation. The Baal Shem Tov famously explained, Timi Adoni Avi Zakeni Zatzal. Heichan genozo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu hide the light of Torah? The light of creation. Kind of messed that one up. Where did Hashem hide the light of creation? B'Torah genozo. He hid it in the Torah. Shal yedei HaTorah yochol istakel misofa olam vad sofo. Through the Torah, we have perspective to see everything, to understand the whole picture. Yinei Isa la Yehudim haisa ora. The Gemara explains on the words la Yehudim haisa ora, that for the Jews there was Ora, says the Gemara, Ora zu Torah. Umehechan lamdu avosenu zeh. Where did Chazal see that Ora is a reference to Torah? From the fact that it said Ora with the letter Hey. Hayadai lichtov haisa or. It could have said Laihudim haisa or. What is Laihudim haisa or? Ora, or Hey. Elalirmos or Hey, the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. That same Hey that transformed Avram into someone who was above the Mazalos. Him Hey Oros, the five lights of the five books of the Torah. Vafal Pichen hu kula chad. Of course, it's a five, which is one. Al karchach ora zu Torah, sheyesh pahei chum shei Torah v'hu chad, and it's all one Torah. V'zei yesh lafar sheremez v'pasuk. So now we understand our pasuk. V'nasata el hachoshen hamishpat shehu al alev. Put into your choshen. The choshen we said is worn over the Kohen Gadol's heart. U'v'stama yesh bo gamkin b'chinas lev. It represents the heart. So put into your heart. Hu remez al Torah shehu lev. The Torah, which is your heart, as the Torah itself starts with a beis and ends with a lamed, the letters lev. Make sure that you fill that heart, which is really nothing other than a kli to receive Torah. Place in it the urim and the tumim. What is the urim? Ha urim are the hey urim, the five lights of chumash, the five books of the Torah. What's a lomar? Hey urim shel hey chumshe Torah. Zocha yedei Torah, and then through that Torah, from the urim, one comes to the Tumim. What are the Tumim? That's a Tumim. Hainu. Keshemasmim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when a person becomes, again, Tumim with Hashem, the way that Avram Avinu was Veheyei Tumim, he walked with Hashem, he became a true Jew. Sha'a Omedislo. V'haisa Sha'olu L'gedula. Then a person reaches new levels. Kol Echel Afi Madregaso. As the Zohar says, Umosha Ala Elokim. Kol Alma Kasalkin Lirvo Ulamalchu. Umosha katsalik siv ola el alokim zahayakol aliyosav. That every person is going, like Moshe Rabbeinu, ascending in various levels of ascent in accordance with one's relationship with Torah. But that's la Yehudim haisa ora. And that's what it means. Put in your choshen, put in your chest, in your heart, the urim, allow the light of Torah to shine within, and the tumim, and allow yourself to become wholesome in your relationship with Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, because of that. V'chein kol adam al yedei haTorah yachol la'alos l'gedula u'la'asig Hashem, sorry, la'asig hei oros shabbatorah, that every person can reach great levels of spiritual attainment through the five lights that are the Torah. That's why it says or five times in the beginning of Chumash. Shnichlalu b'chad, again it's five which are really one. It's really one all-encompassing light, which is the light of Hashem. U'lishtamish v'or haganus, and to even be worthy of what? That hidden light of creation. Or hamutznam bisofa olam vatzofo, a light that spans from one end of the world to the other. V'zeu v'haya alev Aaron, and this is what was found on the lave of Aaron. Hainusha kol hu al yedei Torah shenikrei slave, that all of the levels, really the spiritual madrigos of the Kohen Gadol, is really all in the merit of the lave Aaron. The lave again being the letters of Torah, lamed and bay is the last letter and the first letter of Torah. The Urim V'tumim, which are worn over the Lev. The Lev, we said, is synonymous with Hashem. Hashem is synonymous with the Torah, Kuchibrichu Yisrael V'arei Sachad. So the Torah is Lev, and Hashem is Lev, and Klal Yisrael are all about the Lev. Rachmana Liba Boy. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be Jews who fill our heart with Torah. And again, to keep in mind, to never disconnect the path from the Lev. To be able to be true inside and out, a certain form of Tocho Kabaro, that the way that I speak is a reflection of how I truly feel. And I'm not speaking a certain way based on a particular environment that I'm trying to say the right thing, but I'm speaking honest words that emanate from a pure Jewish heart. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you very much for learning with me. Everyone should stay safe and feel good. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll find some time to learn more tomorrow, I hope in person, but I guess let's see how things evolve in the next couple of days. Have a great day. Thank you very much.